Skagway and Haines expressed their preference for redistricting. And there's plenty of celebrations planned locally for the 4th of July. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. A man arrested in Haines recently will be extradited to Utah, where he will face charges of aggravated murder in a 20-year-old case. Stephen Philip Ellenwood was arrested in Haines on May 8th and transferred to Lemon Creek Correctional Facility in Juneau the same day. The Associated Press in Juneau reports that on Tuesday, District Court Judge Keith Levy told Ellenwood he would likely be transferred to Utah within the next month. Utah police say that several months ago they connected Ellenwood to an unsolved murder case from 1993 using DNA. The case involved the sexual assault and murder of a 92-year-old Ogden, Utah woman who was living in a retirement home. Once Ellenwood was identified as a suspect, investigators tracked him to Haines. Alaska State Troopers, the Haynesboro Police, and officers from the Ogden Police Department came to Haines and tracked Ellenwood down at a house on Small Tracks Road. He fled into the woods but was captured near Mud Bay Road. The Associated Press reports the state of Utah pursued extradition, and Alaska Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell signed off on the governor's warrant last month. Juneau Assistant Public Defender Timothy Ayer said in court Tuesday he was planning on challenging the extradition. Ellenwood moved to Haines last year and worked for a time at the Quick Shop and as a janitor for various businesses in town. Haines police said they had no contact with him since he moved to town, but he had been convicted of various crimes, including aggravated assault in Utah, and he also served time in an Idaho prison for assault convictions. Ogden detectives have said they also suspect Ellenwood of the sexual assault of another woman on the same day and near where the murder occurred. But detectives in May said they were still unclear if the statute of limitations had expired on that case. There is no statute of limitations on murder. Haines and Skagway should be in the same election district as Juneau. The capital city's Mendenhall Valley wants to stay on its own. Petersburg doesn't want to be split up. And the whole redistricting process has been a boondoggle. That's some of what Southeast Alaska residents, plus a few others, told the Alaska Redistricting Board during a hearing Tuesday at the Capitol. A dozen and a half redistricting plans, some from the board and others from communities, corporations, and political groups, are at issue. It's part of the process of redrawing election district lines under orders from the Alaska Supreme Court. Here are some of those comments, beginning with Juneau's Paulette Simpson. She supports keeping downtown Juneau and Douglas Island aligned with Skagway.
It seems that there were many tourism connections that we shared with Skagway that made it quite easy for us to merge with Skagway. And I suspect that similar tourism connections exist with Haines as well.
Tom Boutin. I live here in Juneau. Just want to urge you to continue to keep the Mendenhall Valley contiguous and compact. Blue-collar workers, the mines, the year-round high-wage jobs that the valley has is different than any other part of Southeast, you know, since we don't have the pulp mills or anything anymore.
My name is Robert Venables, and I'm located here in Haines, Alaska. It's given us some assurance to see how well Skagway had worked with the downtown delegation this past year, and I think one of the most important things for our community here in Haines is that we be in the same district as our neighbors Skagway and even Gustavus. I think Douglas kind of helps identify some folks within that small town feeling.
It's Kathy Warrier. I'm a borough clerk for Petersburg Borough. We do want to make sure that the board understands that we are completely against any of the plans that would separate our borough in any sections, which that would be the AFR plan and the board plan F.
My name is Linda Adams, and I live in Ketchikan. I feel that Ketchikan in the new configuration would make a cohesive District 33 and continue to be aligned with Wrangell and could work well with Metlakatla. We have a close proximity and distance, and the inclusion of Kaufman Cove on Prince of Wales have the same issues.
I'm John Boyle. I'm here representing the mayor of the North Slope Borough. A recent decision by the Supreme Court of the United States on the Voting Rights Act has generated a great deal of public attention. Although the Alaska Redistricting Board may now avoid the process of preclearance from the U.S. Department of Justice, we strongly urge the board to continue its policy of drawing districts that do not diminish the voting protections of Alaska Natives.
My name is Dave Terrio, and I'm the Legislative Director for Alaska Conservation Voters. And it's hard to provide testimony without acknowledging the board's failure to create a constitutional map for the last election cycle. We now have lawmakers down in Juneau who are elected on legal lines, and these lines matter. There are a number of close races in the last elections, and there were a lot of close votes this past session.
This is Kathleen Minky in Haines. There are too many maps. I think we're up to 17 now. They're too hard to download and decipher in a timely manner for these hearings. I really don't think the board is doing its job to present a fair and balanced and constitutional plans to the public, nor is the board giving the public adequate time to understand the plans and to testify.
My name is Margo Waring. Having hearings in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau is really inadequate. I believe that there should be hearings in each of the senatorial districts, and that a presentation should be made in each of those districts.
That's what some Alaskans had to say to the Alaska Redistricting Board during a hearing Tuesday in Juneau. The session followed meetings in Anchorage and Fairbanks. The board's next step is to choose a plan, or create a new one, for use in the 2014 elections. A Southeast Alaska cultural organization has hired a contractor to build a large Native Arts and Education Center in Juneau. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute announced this week that it awarded the contract to build the Walter Soboloff Center to Dawson Construction. The contractor is headquartered in Bellingham, Washington, with an extensive history of work in Alaska. Institute project manager Lee Kadinger says the bid process began with about a half dozen contractors.
We scored each of those proposals and selected the top three to move on to develop a full bid proposal. I guess you have the cream of the crop by doing it in that fashion.
Dawson's contract is for $14 million. The Soboloff Center is estimated to cost $20 million, including land, design, artwork, and furnishings. Officials say they've raised about three-quarters of that amount. The center will be a 29,000-square-foot, three-story building in downtown Juneau, across the street from Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation's headquarters. Kadinger says Dawson must follow Alaska preference rules, since some of the funding comes from the state. He also says the contractor must try to hire Alaska Natives.
There's not a requirement to use X number. However, there is language in there encouraging Native hire on the project.
Groundbreaking is scheduled for later this month. The center is named after Walter Soboloff, a Tlingit cultural, political, and spiritual leader who died about 2 years ago. It will house education, arts, and language programs, as well as the Institute's archives and collections and Heritage Institute offices. Dawson Construction's many regional projects include the Veterans Housing in Haines and a cultural heritage center for Klukwan. Thursday is Independence Day, and there are a plethora of activities planned for all three communities in the Upper Lynn Canal. Klukwan is hosting events in the village with food, games, raffle, and a free throw contest. Activities go from noon to 5. In Skagway, the festivities begin Wednesday night with a street dance on Broadway and fireworks at 11 p.m. Thursday's activities kick off at 8 a.m. with the Skagway News Runaround 5K Run. The parade begins at 10 a.m. at 7th and Main, and the theme for this year is Red, White, and Bloom, celebrating the 4th in the Garden City. Then there are activities throughout the day, from a 3-on-3 basketball tournament to an egg toss and hot dog eating contest, arm wrestling, horseshoe tournament, and live music. The 17th annual Ducky Derby takes place 5 p.m. at Pullen Pond, and the day is capped off with a dance party beginning at 8 p.m. on 4th between State and Main, and live music throughout the evening at other establishments. In Haines, the 4th celebration starts off with a flag raising at 7 a.m. at the Fort Seward Parade Grounds, followed by a breakfast at the American Legion Post. The Mount Rapinski Run begins at 8 a.m. in front of the Legion Hall. The Haines Parade starts from the parking lot of the Public Safety Building and begins when the cannon fires at 11 a.m. Events begin at Clinkett Park at the same time and last throughout the day. There will be food, mud volleyball, a pie-eating contest, dunk tank, and watermelon feed, among other activities. New this year is the Native Youth Olympic Games competition at Clinkett Park at 1 p.m. There's an antique car show at the parade grounds, a golf tournament at the golf course, and a trap shoot at the shooting range in the afternoon. And the day ends with a music fest at the parade grounds and closing ceremonies with a cannon firing and flag lowering at 9. Fireworks begin in Haines at 11 p.m. So to everyone in the Upper Lynn Canal, have a wonderful and safe 4th of July. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for help with this report. KHNS will be on holiday Thursday, but we'll return Friday with the Alaska Fisheries Report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.